and Atlanta, WGUN 1010 AM, where God unites nations.
Welcome to the Soulful Mind radio program. I am Minister Jackie Kane.
And Dr. Patrick Ware, Duluth psychiatrist.
We are here every Friday for 30 whole minutes, and we are also available 24/7 via our website, thesoulfulmind.com, and you can go to wgunradio.com and click Listen Live. We're so glad to have you today.
We put together over 100 years of experience. I think I've already acknowledged I'm 70 and Jackie's 30.
Thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate that.
How often can you pick the minds of a centenarian? What if we really do know what we're talking about? What if this half hour has the ability to literally change your life and lead you to what you've been seeking all of your life? And it's free and easy after you buy a radio or a computer with
you need
sound.
Those two things, yes. Right. Okay.
We also want to remind you that this program is simply the expression of the experience and opinions of the two of us. We are not intending to speak for any other individual or entity, be it an organization of theologic resource or professional mental health resource. Our intent is to augment your discovery process. An opening prayer by a psychiatrist. Our Heavenly Father, we humbly ask for your blessing and direction in this ministry. Open our hearts and ears that we may hear, and guide our hearts and minds that we may be heard by those who will benefit from your gifts. Amen.
Amen.
We have news. Our website, www.thesoulfulmind.com, now has our previous programs posted so that if you have sound on your computer, you can listen to each and every one of those in sequence, and we strongly recommend you consider doing that. That feature is thanks to our wonderful webmaster, Miss Jenny.
Go Jenny, yes.
She's a phenomenal person.
She is.
Absolutely. And so we hope that you will remember that. Our call-in number is 770-491-7748.
Because we are live right in the studio right this second. So grab your phones, write this number down, 770-491-7748.
For those of you who are return listeners, we want to remind you that our program is about leading you to a full, rich life and relationship with all of God's sacred gifts, your own heart. And we utilize a relatively simple method using an exercise, which we've talked about at length previously. I'll review that just quickly here. It is anytime you have a feeling of any size, any quality, any time, and any magnitude, you simply pause after the feeling has ebbed and ask yourself, and how intense was that? And you allow yourself to register on a scale in your own mind from 0, representing no intensity, to 10, which represents the most intense feeling you could ever imagine having. You let yourself register, where does that feeling fit on that ruler in your mind? And then you simply go on to your next experience. We want to challenge you, the listener, today, and I'm going to offer some thoughts about that. You, the listener, may have other ideas about how you would like to challenge us, but let me try to reach out and touch your heart by simply asking, is there anyone out there with pain? Is there anyone out there who is overwhelmed or discouraged or in a relationship with someone that is seriously shy of the mark? Are you having difficulty with your own life and in managing your children and your relationship with your spouse? Has anyone out there experienced a profound loss or disaster? we believe that we all share a universal human theme, that is to love and to be loved. What more is there in this brief stay we have here? Have you ever had the sense that you have difficulty in getting in touch with your own feelings? What if that is your first signal of what's missing in your life? Do you really think that you can successfully run away from your own heart? If you have any sense that enhancing the quality of your life is a very real asset that you can at least imagine could propel you forward into your life far beyond your imagination, you are at the right place. We have the right stuff for that new chapter in your life. We hope you will listen, even critically. Explore our website, www.thesoulfulmind.com. Read what others' experiences have been and are on the site. Begin the exercise dutifully. Listen to our past programs. And by all means, let us know how it's going for you. We believe that first you discover that living a full, rich life is possible by experiencing that with others, which Jackie and I hope to be able to share with you. Then you explore the opportunity for yourself. And lastly, you share and teach others what you have and are learning. We are, after all in this journey together. And we do really, in my opinion, owe others this unbelievable news. We grow as we share and teach others as well.
As you said before, Doctor, we would love to hear from everyone that is listening. Let us know who you are and how you're doing. We are family, you know. We'd love to hear from you. Again, we're going to be talking about the heart. We have some wonderful things to discuss. We're going to talk about some women issues and some men issues and the issue of love and keeping your heart bound where you're not able to express one's love and go to the next level in one's life because you have an issue of following your heart. So we are live here in the studio right now. If you have a question or want to give us an example of issues you have with the heart, please give us a call at 770-491-7748. Again, 770-491-7748. We'd love to hear from you.
I'd like to add a little gender intensity to the pot today and extend an invitation to the ladies who may be listening. In my experience, women are far more accessible to matters of the heart generally than most men are. I think that if women seize this opportunity and establish matters of the truth of one's own heart as a foundation for loving, that the men will get it first by example and then by necessity. So can you, as a woman, lead the way?
I can do that.
I believe you. But we're talking to the lady who's listening on the radio.
Well, you looked at me when you said
I did.
So I'm saying, okay, you know Jackie Kane can do that.
I did. When you go to the website, you're going to find the programs. There's a 10, 15-second promotional recording.
Which is awesome.
Then there's a 15-minute promotional recording. And then the first program from the 2nd of February of this year, we entitled The Path to Living a Full Life. Mm-hmm. On the 9th, we did The Opportunity of Your Life, Four Stages of Living and Loving. Happy Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Then on the 16th, which is going to be posted the next day or so, Learning to Love Yourself as God Loves You. Mm-hmm. And today we're working on opening your heart to allow love in.
Wonderful. Well, Doc, you know, I'd love to dig down into this topic today because it's so awesome. And again, we're live in the studio. If you want to call a friend, if you're having some issues with following your heart and opening your heart to love, or if you've loved in the past and you're having a hard time loving now, we would like to share you some of the things that the Lord has put on our heart, because I tell you, Dr. Ware and I have gone back and forth on this issue. And it's just so amazing how people are allowing issues and situations and things that are happening to them and around them to keep them from loving and moving to the next level, whether it be going into a new career, whether it be getting rid of the old relationship and allowing the Lord to bring someone else new. But Doc, I know you hear this all the time in your office, so give us a little bit about what we're going to talk about today.
Well, in addition to hoping that we hear from you who are listening and who can't quite decide whether you want to send us an email, say nothing, change the channel, or perhaps give us a call, I would just like to tell you that we are having folks who are responding, and we have folks that are taking notes as we talk and are sending emails. I would also like to invite you that if for some reason you don't want to have your voice or name on the radio, that you can send us an email at thesoulfulmind@aol.com. There are email links at the program website where you can send Jackie or myself an email. And if you'll give yourself a nickname, someone that we can refer to you using that, then we'll respond on the radio as well as an email.
Absolutely.
Because we want to hold your hand and guide you as you go through this. Some of the feedback I've gotten is to be sure and keep it simple and be sure and give folks examples and to remind them that even though the exercise is really simple, that it's very, very rare that anybody gets it right until they start doing it. So there's some trial and error exploration. People just simply don't naturally think about the intensity outside of whether or not they like or don't like the feeling. And
right.
So this is a little bit different in terms of an approach.
Because you would definitely see your life changed if you're able to have that feeling or that judgment or that thought that comes into your mind that will cause your life to turn into either a negative part or a positive part of one's thoughts. So it's very important if say for instance, Doc, give an example of the exercise we're telling everyone to go to the website and see and download the information and study it and then start doing it and give us a call and let us know how you're doing with that. But someone comes into your office, you're having a great day, and they make you upset. You have two options. Am I correct on that, Doc? You can see how intense that is. Put it on a scale. It's not intense enough to ruin your great day where you was in the car singing all the way to work, and then you get in your office and someone comes and tried to destroy that day. You can put it on a scale of 1 to 10. How intense was that?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and that's one of the early reactions that people have to their recognition of the value of beginning to utilize the intensity monitor exercise. I think, however, I would like to add to those of you who are listening who may be doing it and have gone a bit beyond that, is that there is a level of harvest, of a result that you will get that will be so natural,
mm-hmm,
that it will be outside of your awareness, that it will not be that your mood gets better because it's not as bad as you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a level of value here that involves modifying your naturally existing priorities, your ability to recognize things in your life that you may have missed completely in the preceding days, weeks, months, or years. So do the exercise. Call us. Send us an email. Challenge us. I guess, Jackie, there's no one out there today with pain or sorrow or challenge or being overwhelmed or being discouraged or being in difficult relationships with themselves or with others.
Who has a question, right?
They're all outside with the 60-degree weather.
Oh, well, you know, we will be soon. But anyways, we're here in studio, 770-491-7748. Well, let's dig into this topic to Doc.
What if your heart is blocked,
mm-hmm,
by your own judgment?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go too much in detail with things that we've elaborated on previously, but, you know, human beings generally tend to tell themselves that success is the absence of pain and or the presence of pleasure. And
mm-hmm,
that's a reality that's been, as I understand history, a reality that's been there for centuries. So we're not talking about a modern struggle. We're talking about a human struggle. What if Minister Kane and I can assist you almost effortlessly in reducing or perhaps even eliminating that block that resides within your own heart that keeps you from your own fulfillment?
We are in constant prayer that you can hear our supplication and that you will hear us and respond to your own heart. I'm going to give an example, Doc, and it's some of the ladies may be able to hear what I'm saying and relate. You know, being a mom and a wife, it is very important that you have a heart where you hear what's going on and see what's going on and also feel what's going on. And there are so many people that are detached from all of their senses and their feeling because they're doing the routine day-to-day routine. And we miss the boat, so to speak. We missed the opportunity. And I've heard, I think it was Billy Graham that said this, there's opportunities coming, blessings coming, and passing you up every second of your day. But we get so focused on the physical things that we forget to tend to our hearts and stay in tune with what our heart is saying.
Well, you know, that it's a common element of wisdom that people are able to say, gee, I really didn't recognize the value in, and then they'll list a relationship, a person, an experience, mm-hmm. until it was gone.
Isn't that amazing?
Until I really didn't have it in my life, that we take the most profound aspects of life for granted, mm-hmm. and face the things most often that we really have very little control over. Mm-hmm. You know, there are very, very few centrally important elements of life that we have any real control over. Mm-hmm. And certainly, in my experience, we do not control what we feel. We try, mm-hmm. with spending money, working day and night, taking care of other people, running away from matters of the heart, not allowing ourselves to live and breathe and be. And so we try to avoid our own hearts, and many of us are successful for most of our lives. You know, I've worked with septuagenarians in the past over long periods of time, wherein I struggled to convey the idea of what it meant to embrace a feeling, just mm-hmm. that simple concept. Mm-hmm. So we're aware that while the exercise and the ideas that we're talking about are, in our minds, simple, we're also aware that this all may sound like mumbo-jumbo hype. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're open to hearing from those of you who are doing the exercise and sharing that, as well as those of you who think that Jackie and I need to go find a psychiatrist to talk to.
Do you have any appointments available?
Let me continue, assuming that you guys are listening and not out. Maybe you've got your radio on the grass. That would be great because, you know, I just love spring in Atlanta. If God made us in his image, then all of his creation is sacred, and that's us.
Mm-hmm. That is us.
Who are we to judge that creation? Is our own judgment of that gift the very origin of our discontent, our angst, our isolation, even our despair? This is the theme song for this program. I'm going to highlight this before I share it with you. This is everything that I know that's of value. It is our experience that love is the essence of a full and rich life. A life with love is a full and rich life. A life with love is sacred, holy, and blessed. A life without love is a life without light, a life without life itself. A life, yes, without God. A life with darkness, and in my opinion, with evil. When someone hands you an 8-week-old puppy or kitten, what does your heart do? What experiences have you had that opened your heart? Call us, 770-491-7748. Let's talk about the issue of what opens your heart. What experiences have you had that closed or hardened your heart? Let us show you how to open your heart to yourself It's a most amazing experience. Falling in love, for example, with someone is in essence that very same opening of your heart. Do we protect ourselves from something when we close or harden our hearts? Or do we simply prevent ourselves from having that full, rich life?
Well, listen to this, Doc. That's perfect. Because in Proverbs 27, verses 19, it says, as water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Which is so deep, because just like you're looking into a puddle of water and it reflects your face, your heart reflects who you are.
And if I may take license as a pilgrim sojourner.
Go right ahead.
I think that the reverse is true.
Too, yeah.
That whatever is in the heart is reflected in the face, in the choices, in the behaviors, in the attitudes.
To speak.
And let me just tell you clearly that when you get right and connected to your soul, when you learn to not reject or judge the sacred gift of all of your feelings and experiences, then you will know what being whole means.
Well, you know, the Word of God speaks all the time about, you know, following what the Holy Spirit is telling you and learning, letting the Holy Spirit lead one to the path that they need to go to. And it's so important. Say, for instance, if you're getting ready to move to another state and you have heart issues regarding that, and you've had issues in the past about letting go and moving to the next level, but you know this promotion is going to be such an awesome thing for you and your family, but you would rather stay in a position of need instead of a position of promise, because you can't allow your heart to be open to new things, new place, and new situations, which happens every day.
Well, one of the most amazing things to me in my work with people is that I have run across folks who would come and they would tell me about how they had this or that diagnosis and how chronically miserable they were. And so we would have a detailed talk about who they are and where they've been. And then I would subtly just ask them, well, what if your difficulty is not a result of something being broken? What if it's a result of anyone on the planet who was facing life the way you're facing it, making the choices you're making, would feel the same way you feel? What if it's simply a matter of learning how to appreciate, to embrace, to live and feel and breathe the gift that you've been given? What if that can be taught to you? And in my experience, anyone who will do this exercise and will let us know how they're doing, that just in days, you know, Todd called last week and shared heartfully that his journey was over several years. My experience has been that it's really a matter of immediate response, that it changes people's lives very quickly. Have you ever loved someone that could not or would not open their heart to you? Have you ever been unable or unwilling to open your own heart to someone? Even to yourself. We tell ourselves that possessions, power, fame, the proverbial mega millions, property, beauty, and yes, even health are the definitions of success. If that's so, then why do so many people with those elements abounding in their lives acknowledge their ongoing dissatisfaction and miseries? Listener, can you hear me? Just do the exercise. Call us, email us, share your struggles as they unfold. We're here for you in support and in presence and prayer for as long as our good Lord supports this ministry's effort.
Well, Doc, I tell you, let's go over some quick points on getting to the next level and opening up your heart. Being a woman, I have noticed that it's harder for a man to love and open up than it is for a woman who's not scarred. And I make that clear now. A scarred woman is something to deal with.
I wish I didn't understand that.
I know all of us do. But a scarred woman is very difficult to deal with because she will love hard and she will leave hard. Ladies, do you hear me speaking? This is just natural for us. So most ladies keep loving over and over and over again. But then you have the husband in the family. The female has been trying and trying and trying to show love and just continuing to try to get that person to see where they're coming from, and so patient and so understanding. What has been your experience in men putting down the guard and just loving?
Well, I hope there are not too many guys listening, because I'm going to impugn myself on some level here, but I think that this learning who you are is a lifelong journey. I remember, despite my academic successes, that I was in my early 30s before it occurred to me that I was reasonably intelligent. I think self-awareness is an abstract experience that comes to you much quicker if you focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an overwhelming reality. Your feelings and thoughts really don't go very far away, and you're going to have to distract yourself from them if you can't face them. And I think people in their relationships, especially those that they negotiate in their early to mid late 20s, generally are incredibly founded on expectations of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we who've lived another 20 years beyond that know that that really is destined to fall apart at some point, that no person, bank account, level of power, fame, or fortune can really bring you contentment and peace in your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't mean that the relationship will not succeed, because people can grow individually within a relationship, but it's very, very hard to do that. So the expectational issue of the other person is a real major event,
mm-hmm.
just incredibly major event, and it takes patience.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last week we talked about the importance of identity,
mm-hmm.
That an individual needed to have a solid connection with themselves. Then they needed to discover what the nature of friendship, simple friendship, is,
mm-hmm.
before they involve themselves romantically.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, the fourth level is the mature relationship that encompasses all four of those. So I think people are really struggling out there. And let me remind you that it's okay to send us an email, thesoulfulmind@AOL.com, or through the links on the website directly to Jackie or myself. Send us a comment. Let us know what you want us to talk about in terms of your challenges, your dilemmas, and we'll be happy to respond generically, if you'd like, to the subject, or to use a nickname that you use on your email, or call us during the show. We're almost out of time. We've got about 2-3 minutes left here.
Now, to go back to, let's clarify something, Doc, you know, because I have to reel you in. Let's talk about this. We have just a few minutes left, because we want to make sure there is clarity for those who are listening. If you are dealing with an issue of the heart, the main thing is to remember that our Lord God is the Father of hearts, and He knows your heart. You be the example in your situation. Show your heart to the fullest, and God will do the rest.
Amen. We salute your discovery of what we like to call six-way love. May you, using your exercise, find your full acceptance of all of your heart, your divine gift of life and consciousness, as well as have the opportunity of allowing yourself to love another completely while letting them love you completely. That is truly heaven on earth, what we believe God intended for us all. This is Dr. Patrick Ware, Duluth Child Psychiatrist, and
Minister Jackie Kane,
saying God bless you. We have enjoyed being with you. We'll see you next week. www.thesoulfulmind.com.
Have a blessed day.
Things will be much better for you.
Do you want more exposure for your